Hello again, this is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is what you can do to minimize your personal risk for a heart attack. There's a lot to cover, so I'm doing so in two sessions. Previously, I explained that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of menopausal women, that a woman's risk for having a heart attack skyrockets once she begins menopause, and that the singular factor driving that increased risk is the absence of estradiol. In other words, we know with certainty, even if you don't have a genetic predisposition for a heart attack, that low estradiol levels increase the incidence and your own risk of having a heart attack. I also explained that there are two kinds of risk factors for heart attack, modifiable and non-modifiable. As you will recall, the three non-modifiable risks are age, gender, and genetics. You just can't change your genes, your sex, or how old you are. And no, lying about your age doesn't count. But there are a number of modifiable risk factors, things you absolutely can change. And the good news is that the modifiable risk factors are far more contributory to heart attack than the non-modifiable ones. So there's a lot you can do to lower your personal risk for a heart attack. And that's what I'm going to talk about today and in the next installment of Menopause Minutes as well. Let's start by revisiting the modifiable risk factors. Midsection fat weight gain, abnormal cholesterol levels, increased cholesterol oxidation, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome and diabetes, inflammation, vasoconstriction, smoking, excess alcohol consumption, and excessive consumption of sugar, higher blood pressure, increased platelet clumping, sleep deprivation, excessive stress. What I want you to note, and this is the primary take-home point, all of these risk factors, every one of them is caused or exacerbated by a combination of poor nutrition and lifestyle habits and the loss of any hormone system, such as the sex hormones, as a result of menopause. Said differently, any hormone system imbalance plus poor nutrition and lifestyle habits markedly increase your risk for heart attack. Got it? So what's a woman to do? Quite simply, get yourself back in balance with proper hormone supplementation, bioidentical hormones administered in a bioequivalent manner, and clean up your act by addressing poor nutrition and lifestyle habits. You need to work on both of these issues at the same time because poor habits keep you from being able to balance your hormones, and hormone imbalance keeps you from being able to improve your habits. And more importantly, please don't wait to begin hormone therapy. The greatest benefit to decreasing your risk of a heart attack occurs if you start hormone therapy early. If you have been sitting on the fence because you didn't realize the benefits of hormone therapy, it's time to get off and get started. Be proactive. And if it has been years since your last menstrual period, you can still benefit. You just have to start more slowly and make sure that your adrenal glands haven't been compromised. Okay, now I'm going to change the focus to lifestyle habits and discuss nutrition first. As I've told you before, the key to health and longevity is a balanced metabolism, that your hormones regulate your metabolism, and that part of what regulates your hormones is nutrition, what you eat, when you eat, and how you eat. I have written extensively about nutrition, its role in metabolic health, and how to eat properly. For those who want more details, I recommend you read my book, The Program, which you can order on the menopausepower.com website. For those who want the Cliff Notes version, in general terms, here's what you need to do. Eat smaller meals more frequently, ideally 3 meals and 2 snacks. Make sure to always break your fast by eating breakfast, or you will be in breakdown mode almost all day. Address how you eat, what I call meal hygiene. Relax, sit down, take the time to eat. No multitasking while eating. Make sure to take small bites and chew each bite of food until the food is liquefied before swallowing. Chew, chew, chew. Plan your meal. Choose a quality protein. Eat small amounts throughout the day. Eat approximately 1 gram of protein per every kilogram of body weight. Avoid or reduce the consumption of hard-to-digest proteins such as gluten and cow dairy. Never eat unfermented soy such as tofu and products that contain isolated soy proteins. Make sure you eat enough carbohydrates. The ratios of carbohydrates to protein differs for the different metabolic types. For instance, if you have a healthy metabolism, you should be eating at least a 2-to-1 complex carbohydrate to protein ratio. You'll find this kind of information in my books, The Program and The Transition. Make sure to include plenty of non-starchy vegetables,
at least with lunch and dinner.
And remember that non-starchy vegetables and fruits do not count as complex carbohydrates.
Make sure to add healthy fats like
coconut oil, olive oil, avocado, nuts, and seeds to each meal. Watch your intake of long-chain saturated fats. Eating too many saturated fats can lead to excessive fat weight gain around your belly, increasing your risk for heart attack. This does not mean that you go on a low-fat diet. You must eat plenty of good quality fat. Drink alkaline water with a pH greater than 7.4 to avoid minerals being leached out of your cells and bones. Limit your fruit intake because fruit converts easily to triglycerides, which in women increase the risk for heart attack. Try eating more of the low glycemic index fruits like berries, grapefruit, and melons.
Make sure to buy organic foods to avoid pesticides.
And lastly, avoid liquid sugar like milk or juice. Small amounts of raw milk and rice milk are okay. You may have as much almond milk and coconut milk as you'd like. Just make sure they are unsweetened. And never drink soy milk. It isn't even a real food. Okay, let me close with this point. Unless you are eating excessively, cutting back on the amount you eat is rarely beneficial. Remember, food is the essential source of the nutrients your body needs to rebuild what you use. You must eat to build, not eat to break down. If you're not eating enough of the right kinds of foods, you're not building optimally, which leads to breaking down, which is basically accelerated aging, leading to the degenerative diseases of aging, including, you get it, heart attack. So the focus really isn't on how much you eat, but instead on what you eat, when you eat, and how you eat. For instance, last night for dinner, my husband made us meatloaf using gluten-free breadcrumbs, which we enjoyed with gluten-free cornbread and butter, some steamed broccoli, and a slaw salad. What a delightful meal. Totally Schwarzbein program compliant, and it took him less than a half hour to put it all together. You don't have to suffer or spend your life in the kitchen to eat well, particularly if you marry the right guy. Well, that's it for today. Next time, we'll talk about the connection between certain lifestyle habits and heart attack risk and what you can do to lower your personal risks. Until then, make some changes in your nutrition habits. All of us can improve our eating habits. It's an important part of being good to yourself.